Why did some galaxies run out of the gas needed to make new stars very early on in their existence? And what might that mean for other galaxies, including our own? New research from the University of Arizona has been looking into this. Astronomer Christina Williams, an assistant research professor at the U of A, is working on that effort, and she joins me. And Christina, some of the write-ups about this work have talked about dead galaxies and galactic genocide, among other flashy kinds of headlines, but what exactly are we talking about here?
Yeah, so the research that I've been doing is on galaxies in the very early universe. So it's a time in the universe where there's a lot of gas that falls onto galaxies and lets them grow new stars. And so they can become bigger through this star formation. But even though there's all this gas in the early universe, there's some small number of galaxies that just stop forming stars for mysterious reasons that we don't really understand yet. So I don't know if it's galactic genocide as much as just a handful just stop growing. So we call them dead because they're not actively forming new stars.
What are the hypotheses? I mean, I understand you don't know exactly why this is happening, but what's the thought about why this might be happening?
Yeah, there's a number of different ideas. One could be that there is a supermassive black hole that we can't see in the center of the galaxy, and those supermassive black holes can sort of affect the gas in those galaxies and prevent it from forming new stars. So, you know, that's one. It's been hard to sort of identify that as the culprit. There's some other things that could be doing it. Like, we know galaxies live in this bubble of dark matter and we can't see the dark matter, but that could help prevent gas from entering the galaxy from sort of the outer space around the galaxy. So those are two ideas, but we can't prove any of them.
What does it mean for a galaxy if it is no longer producing new stars?
Well, the galaxy will change color pretty dramatically over time because the new stars are very blue and hot. And when those die off, you're sort of left with the sort of longer living older stars that are all red. So it's actually a pretty dramatic transition for a galaxy. And I think it changes sort of the internal ecosystem somewhat as well, because young stars live short lifetimes and then explode. And so those explosions eventually sort of stop once the galaxy stops forming stars. So there's a whole bunch of changes that happen inside the environment of the galaxy.
How did you discover this?
We went looking for it. So we knew that there were dead galaxies out there. So we found a sample of them that we wanted to look at and see if we could make some measurement about the cold gas that should be forming stars, but in these galaxies don't. And so we looked with a telescope in Chile that's extremely powerful enough to make these measurements. And we saw that these galaxies are actually totally devoid of gas. And that's the reason why they're not forming stars.
Does this potentially tell us anything about the Milky Way? Like, are there any lessons for us here based on what you found with these other galaxies?
Yeah, I think it's helpful to think of galaxies. I mean, there's billions of galaxies, but, you know, it's helpful to think of them as these little sort of isolated ecosystems. I mean, galaxies are the places where planets and solar systems can form and where life will eventually form in those planets. And so I think understanding better sort of the formation histories of galaxies and the different life cycles that these galaxies go through sort of help us better understand the environments that host planets and eventually life. So I think there's lots of lessons to learn about the Milky Way. I mean, we live in a pretty chill part of a chill galaxy. So, you know, our environment is really hospitable, but that's not the case for other galaxies. And, you know, these galaxies that died early, maybe their environment became more hospitable to planets and life sooner in the universe.
So what's the next step then? What do you hope to study about next? What do you want to learn next?
Well, I think we want to better understand. So, you know, we found that these dead galaxies have no gas, which, you know, is one explanation for why there's no new stars. But I think we would like to understand what happened to the gas, because these galaxies lived at a time when the universe is full of gas. So I think we want to understand whether or not that gas is just not cold and so it can't form stars. So maybe the gas is hot, but, you know, it's very difficult to observe hot gas in the early universe. So I think there's going to be some observational challenges to, you know, figure out if the gas is hot and if the gas is hot because of a supermassive black hole. So we have some challenges ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the temperature, because it seems like the whether or not the gas is hot or cold is a really key factor here. Do we know what causes the gas to change temperature in these distant galaxies?
Yeah, we think that, so the supermassive black hole might be one way that the supermassive black hole is in the center, but it can sort of send its energy into all parts of the galaxy and heat up the gas that's already there. I mean, it can also do things like blow the cold gas out without changing its temperature. Both of those things are pretty hard to observe in action, to sort of catch that moment when those things happen. But like I mentioned earlier, the dark matter, the sort of bubble of dark matter that surrounds galaxies, and that can be a lot of mass, but you can't observe dark matter. It doesn't emit light. So whether or not that thing is very massive, that can change the temperature of the gas sort of sitting around the galaxy. And so if the dark matter bubble, or we call them dark matter halos, if they're very massive, they can just sort of heat the gas sitting around the galaxy and prevent it from falling into the center.
All right. That is Christina Williams, an astronomer and an assistant research professor at the University of Arizona. Christina, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.